Blog Talk Radio. And we're back. Well, thank you for taking time to bear with us while we set up this second portion of our broadcast today. And for those of you who, for whatever reason, weren't tuned into the full first broadcast, we will be airing a replay of both the first and second parts of today's program so that you can listen to them at your leisure. Feel free to share them with anyone that you would like to, and so on. So, while we were in the process of setting up the second part of our show today, we did receive a few additional questions. So we're going to go through those questions now. So one question we got was, can construction begin once the first 20% lot share is purchased, or does the full 100% five lot shares need to be purchased before construction can begin? So the answer to that question is that the lot, regardless of whether it's paid for by shares or by cash, by financing or whatever it happens to be, needs to be fully paid off at the time that title transfer occurs. So I'll give two examples. Somebody buys five shares, which equals a full lot. So on a 1.5 acre lot, somebody pays $66,000 and receives their five shares. At the time that Talking Trees Incorporated is in a position to transfer title, meaning that the draft plan of subdivision has been approved, that all of the surveys have been done, the lot severances are complete, we're in a position to transfer title over, construction cannot begin on the lot until that point in time. If somebody paid 20% down on a lot, and again, it is $66,000, 20% down is $13,200. They would redeem their single share, which is worth $13,200, and pay the remaining balance of $66,000 on the date that title transfers from Talking Trees Investments to the purchaser. So I hope that answers that question. Once the initial lots are purchased, that will fund the cost of acquiring the property. How many more lots will need to be sold in order to fund the cost of the roads to get the already purchased properties, assuming the roads will need to be suitable for material delivery trucks and that the already purchased properties happen to be located on the most remote areas of the land? Okay, so it's an interesting question. Basically, the project, what we're considering doing, and this will be updated for everyone at the point that we have our next presentation, is we're considering launching the project in two phases because of the size of the project. It doesn't necessarily need to be launched in one single go. And additionally, the more lots that you put out in a single phase of a project, the more it slows down the process. And the goal here is to try and have the community up and running as early as possible. So what I will say is that off of the sale of the number of lots that we would likely include in the first phase, there will be enough funding to create the necessary infrastructure in the community in order for us to be able to move forward with title transfer. So that means that the community will be, the roads, for example, that were mentioned in this particular question, would be sufficient enough to allow people in and out of the community and to begin construction on their home. I hope that answers that question, or those two questions specifically. So at this point in time, I would love to open up the phone lines to anyone who is interested in calling in to ask a question with us today. The number again for the guest phone line call-in is 646-668-8528. Given the number of potential callers we may have and the amount of time we have in this segment of the broadcast, we may have to limit call questions to 2 minutes or so, but we'll see how many calls come in and we can take it from there. So if anybody's interested in calling in, now's the time to do it. The number again, 646-668-8526. If you're not able to call in, but you would like to ask additional questions, please feel free to send them through Facebook Messenger, because we are actively monitoring the stream. You can also access the link to SurveyMonkey, which you can find on the Facebook page under our post.
Future is now.
So we did have a couple of people attempt to call in earlier in the broadcast. I'm hoping that those listeners are still with us. If anybody is wanting to call in, we're taking live calls now, 646-668-8526. That was Hooks the Cat, everyone. I feel like we might have actually answered everyone's questions.
Amazing.
We don't have anybody coming in on the phone lines just yet, but we are continuing to monitor the feed as well. SurveyMonkey, you can submit your questions through there. You can find that link on our Facebook page. I'm going to launch the chat window. If anybody feels that they'd like to submit a question right here on the live chat, then you should be able to do that from the page that you're listening on. So that chat is going live momentarily.
We got through all the questions? Mm-hmm. We got through all those questions?
Mm-hmm.
Any other ladies want to share how they got here? I'm
going to pass the mic on over to David.
Well, I didn't expect we'd do so well and answer everybody's questions and have no need for the call-in, but there is something there's a question, not a frequent question, a frequent comment that I've seen over and over for the last 7 years. After I watched The Garbage Warrior, I was so excited to learn of a house that didn't need to be hooked up to life support systems, and my first thought was, wow, now I can go buy 500 acres in the middle of the forest, and I can build my airship and live happily ever after. But I've seen examples of a few people do that, and now their airship-inspired homes are for sale, because as much as we enjoy our privacy, we also really enjoy the interactions we have with everyone around us. So maybe after the first year of thinking that way, it started to switch in my mind that it needs to be a community. I've seen statements like 22,000 or 44,000 or 66,000 for these lots. You know, I could get 10 acres somewhere and build my ownership. Absolutely. I thought that I was under the same thinking for a while, and that is wonderful if that is your preference. But it's not just 1.5 acres or a half an acre you're getting with the lot purchase. It's another 150 acres of shared land and five lakes and interactions and experiences that you're not going to get if it's just you off in the forest alone. Individuals can do amazing things. But a group of people, from what I've been experiencing lately, can really change the world. So if it does excite you to go off and do this on your own, you have our support. We're happy to answer any questions. But when you get a group of people together in a community setting like this, you just get so much more. And with the contributionism, the community projects that are going to be in this community, you will have access, like I said earlier, to literally make your dreams come true the next day and have other people sharing in those dreams, helping you create those things every day. So this community setting with the airship is just the most beautiful way I can imagine living in the airship, living with the land, living with people. And apparently we did really do a good job answering all the questions.
Yeah, we still don't have anybody coming in on the phone line yet. We have 44 minutes remaining in this segment of the broadcast. So perhaps at this point in time.
Questions?
My apologies. We do have a question that came in through Facebook. I was commenting on the phone line. Sorry. So we did receive a question just now that said, are the shares refundable in the event that, say, site changes and people can't actually move to the new location? So in this way, If something we did discuss during the previous call that, you know, are the shares saleable to someone else if something in my personal experience happens to change? This is a very good question because if we weren't able to move forward with the purchase of the parcel of land that we're currently targeting and for whatever reason had to consider an alternate parcel of land that wasn't suitable for an individual, what I feel confident that I can say on behalf of our team is that we would certainly be willing to sit down with that individual and address their concern with respect to the new property. So to answer your question directly, the paperwork does not contain anything which specifically says the shares are refundable in the event that the property is not suitable for an individual, but that's not the spirit of what we're attempting to do here. So the answer to your question, I think I can confidently say is yes, we would be happy to sit down and have that conversation with anybody if they weren't feeling the same about a different location than the one we might be targeting now. Does everybody agree with that? Anything anyone would like to add?
I think it makes sense. And one thing we need to talk about is the spirit of what we're doing. You know, it's really like, it's important to know where we're coming from. We're not coming from a place where we want to do the same, let's say, the same mistake that has been done over and over and over in the system. We want to do things in a different way. This is why this project is taking such interesting turn with this corporation being created. So we're using the laws of the system, the laws of the world that we actually live in, to create a dream that we all imagine. So even if we're using that construct, it's not something that we encourage and that we want to push forward when we're actually self-sustainable and operating in the forest. We're using that that corporate construct to get the land and get this idea that's still in our mind into the physical reality. So we want to manifest this reality for not only the group of us here, but include as much people as possible, because ultimately, once this community is done, the only thing that we'll be looking forward after is another land to do more earthships on. So the spirit of what we're doing is really it's about spirituality. It's about connectiveness with the earth and each other. It's about not going into this stressful experience. It's about to gaining money, to get a car, to get your job, to continue doing it. Basically, it's about creating a life where you're able to contribute to a community, your passions and your talent, and that will be and that will reward you with, I would say, abundance in all other ways, because every other people in the community are doing the same thing for the benefit of all in the community. And ultimately, when we're talking about that, it brings to my mind the concept that we want to bring forward. We want to not only produce enough for the community, but we want to produce at least 3 times as much as we need in the community. So with that, we can actually exchange with the outside communities and create abundance in other ways, so it can benefit all of the community. And with those profits, we can actually start other community projects that are wanted by the community and for the community. So I guess that's a bit explaining the spirit of what we're all about. You know, it's like creating another paradigm, another vision of something more beautiful.
Very well said, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Maybe we did it.
Is it possible we answered every single conceivable question that anybody has?
Well, I'm sure that between the two live streams...
Oh, another one just came in.
We might have
add
a couple of last follower between the two live stream, because you know,
right, a different link.
It's okay though, bear with us, people.
We're here
and we want to talk with you. We'd like to connect and stuff, so call us.
Okay, so we're just getting to the question that we just received.
If you don't have a question, it's okay. If you're just excited about it happening, you can call and share your excitement
in.
As well. You know, it's all about connecting with each other. Now we're creating that community, and it's not just us. It's about you guys. We're trying to make it happen so hard, but without people actually buying the land and be part of the community, it's not happening. So it's about you.
Yeah.
You listening, call us. Be excited with us.
Yeah, we want to share the excitement. So we just received a question through Facebook. And the question is, what about living on site in a tiny house while building and having a container on our site for storage and future uses? And that is a really, really great question. So as far as the lot itself is concerned, and this is a conversation that we've had amongst our team several times, where do people live while they're building their home or while their home is being built for them? And this may not be a concern for some people, but for certain people, it's definitely going to be a concern. So tiny homes are quite interesting in the North Frontenac area. And the reason for that is North Frontenac has just gone through a massive revamp of their official plan. And Mayor Ron Higgins has had the foresight to include a lot of the alternative types of homes that have become popular over the last, you say, 2 to 5 years in the future vision for North Frontenac, because he fully recognizes that this is there's a shift happening in terms of the way people think about how they live. So tiny homes specifically are something which are included in the new official plan. But there are other types of non-permanent housing that could be used in this kind of a situation. A yurt is a very good example of something like that. So as far as the idea of being able to have something non-permanent on your space while your home is under construction, then yes, that definitely makes a sense. That second part of the question has to do with shipping containers for storage and for future use on your land. So at this point in time, our team has actually just gone through the process of purchasing 2 shipping containers specifically for use as storage and to be repurposed in the future. So this idea obviously makes a lot of sense. It's very commonly done in North Frontenac, so I don't feel that it's something that anybody has to be concerned about.
Another one in the messages.
Okay, so we've just received another question here. If everyone will just stand by momentarily while I get to the place where we can
One thing that came up to my mind with the last question was as well the construction of the community center and other a community building that will be built in the community that will be for use by the people that are building their home. So it's not about like living in the community center, I mean, but it's places that people can have fresh food being made for them to have there. So like reducing the amount of space that you'll need to survive in the forest. And it's about collaborating with each other. We're creating space where we can actually all come together and do the thing, man. We're actually creating and manifesting on the physical plane this thing that we're imagining. So the resources that will be required are not only put forward by individual, but the community will put resources for the use of everybody to build their home in a more easy way.
That's great. Thank you so much, Chris. So still, we don't have anyone calling in, but we are receiving messages through Facebook. So that appears to be a really convenient way for people to send messages. So let's continue with doing that. If anybody has any additional questions that they would like to ask, you can feel free to send them through Messenger on Facebook. Again, as I said previously, SurveyMonkey is a place that we've been using up until now to collect questions. So you can find the link for that in the original community announcement post on our Facebook page. While we wait to receive more questions, we're going to take a very, very brief intermission. We will be monitoring the thread period of time. So if you are calling in, we will see that you called in. If you are sending a message through Facebook or through SurveyMonkey, we will receive that as well. This is probably a good time for anybody who needs to use the bathroom to do so. We'll see you guys shortly.
Oh, hi.
He's Chris.
We're back. I'm Chris. Welcome to Talking Trees Radio. So we've tried to do that more than once a year, I believe, because we have fun doing it and stuff, and we like to play music to people. So, like, we really love to have an interaction with the public as well. It's cool to receive questions online. We really like that. We really like our first caller as well. So I think, you know, last time we had prize for the caller. This time we could have some as well. Who knows? But we need to have callers, you know?
Okay, are we going to do a prize draw?
We could, man. So if that's what we need to have callers, we can.
Okay, here we go.
Let's make some shit up.
So, for those of you who caught our first broadcast, we did two giveaways on the first broadcast, and both of those were for custom tie-dyed shirts from New Life Tie-Dye.
With the Talking Trees print on
them. So, we're going to go ahead and offer up a free New Life Tie-Dye custom-made t-shirt to the very next person who calls in to 646-668-8526. Give us a call at 646-668-8526. The very next person who calls in on the line will be the winner of a custom New Life tie-dye t-shirt complete with a Talking Trees logo.
All that because we want to connect with you guys.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
We really just want to know if the phone's working. see, and that would, yeah, still no calls. Okay, so we did have a question come in from Facebook.
Scrambling the questionnaire?
Yep, well, we have actually a couple of questions that popped in from Facebook.
Yeah,
so
nice
that's
one.
Good. Thank you. Keep them coming, guys. So this question is, enjoying the radio broadcast, but phoneless. Question, is there a plan in place, perhaps through community banking, to facilitate those of us who are interested in participating as lot owners but only have a small down payment, but the pension income and the ability to make regular payments? This is a beautiful question, and it's much appreciated because, listen, we certainly recognize that there are going to be people who are interested in supporting this project who may not be in a position to financially purchase a lot, and we don't want anyone to be excluded from this project, especially based on the grounds that it's a financial obstacle of some kind for them. We are working at this point in time on a program, and unfortunately we don't have a lot of details that we can share right now, but we are working on a program that will address this specific concern that we received from some other people. And I guess to give sort of a loose description of how it might work is that we do have the ability to have people active in the community, contributing themselves to projects, perhaps even earthship builds that are going on for other people, and in a way be contributing time towards the purchase of a lot in the community. So this is something that we are working towards. And like I said, we are not in the interest of anyone being excluded from this. We want to try and make it as accessible to as many people as we possibly can. The next question that we got here, I'd like to hand this one over to David or Chris if they would like to answer it. And the question is, any thoughts on bylaws for the use/upkeep of the individual properties and how the communal portion of the land is to be managed in regards to things like wood harvesting, wildcrafting, and such? And also, how about dogs? Haha.
Pass that along to you, sir.
Awesome question. This is a great question. For anybody who knows me, they know my companion is River, my 10-year-old lab husky, and I don't go anywhere without him. And I really look forward to living in a community or a space where if he decides to go for an adventure in the forest, he doesn't get picked up, locked in a cage, and I have to pay $150 to get him back. So, heck yes, animals are very welcome. And I hope there's a shift back to the 60s in the way that animals could kind of, you know, they were part of the community. They could just kind of be a little freer than they're allowed to be now. When it comes to personal space or the lot space, there's been lots of discussions. I believe the person who asked this question has been present for some of those discussions, and we've thought of things like no high-powered outdoor lighting because we don't want to break the night sky, or no fences because we don't really want to break up the land space like that. But personally, the further I go into it, I believe anything beyond the six principles of the Earthship being required, I'm not comfortable telling any human being how they should live, what they should do, or how they should do it. I don't imagine lots of people are going to want to build fences all the way around their property. I don't imagine a lot of people are going to want high-powered lights outside their house, like these new houses are lit up all around the soffit. So I really hope it ends up being up to each individual, and they just get the feel of the community. They don't want to do those things anyways. If you want a fence in your garden or something like that, that makes sense. That's not really what I'm talking about when it comes to fences. When it comes to the communal space, for the moment, there is a plan, a development plan that we will be following. But once it gets to the stage where it's the Council of Elders, or the 13 most trusted, respected members of the community managing day-to-day operations, things like maintaining the roads, whether it be snow or maintaining the surface, harvesting trees, whatever it may be, those 13 will make the decisions for the community in the best interest of the community. And if someone doesn't agree with those decisions in the community, then they get to go talk directly to the people that made those decisions. However, these 13 people, everybody in the community knows them. We pick them. They're the ones we trust to make these daily decisions. So it'll be up to them to create those guidelines. I don't want to use any term stronger than guidelines, but for the moment, the people currently working on it are doing their best to set up the infrastructure to support that type of system in the future.
That's great. Thank you, David. I have a couple of things that I wanted to add to that. And one part of the question dealt with things like property maintenance. So the challenge in many communities, and maybe in all communities, is that you might have community members who are living there, and for whatever reason, the maintenance and upkeep of their home and their property is challenging for them. And this is a point that I think requires specific attention in the community, because if we have a community member who's in this position where they're living in the community and for whatever reason, maintaining their property is becoming a challenge for them, this is one of the many benefits of living in a community like this. And it's that you have so many other people around you who are there and are happy and willing to lend support to people who are in the community. And in this way, people are contributing themselves to the community. Yes, and maybe it's only one individual or it's that individual's home, but ultimately that individual is part of the community, and everyone in the community gets to collectively work together to try to support that. Thank you, David, for bringing up the Council of Elders. I think that that's a very important point that you make. It's also important for people to understand that, you know, the way that these types of things will work, as David mentioned, the Council of Elders is responsible for making decisions about the operation of the community on a day-to-day basis. But it's important to understand that the Council of Elders isn't making these decisions on their own. The purpose of the Council of Elders is to have a group of people who are dedicated to the management operation of the community through consultation with the community members. So if it's something like launching a new project, for example, somebody has an idea, something they would like to see in the community, well, the community gets to discuss these kind of ideas, but not necessarily every person in the community is A, available, B, willing, or C, able to be involved in the management and implementation of some of the projects. And this is where that group of people particularly comes into play. So again, really, really great question, and thank you. So,
We can as well add for the common land that there will be as well permaculture going on that. And permaculture is another way to be steward of the land and not only plant trees, but plant trees for the benefit of the people living there. So we'll have actually forest gardening happening all over this beautiful property. And ultimately, this is just another aspect of how we'll be able to take care of the forest, and how the forest will take care of us. It's all about this balance happening there. So, yeah, that's another thing I needed to add in there.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Chris. So, it's so surprising. Nobody wants a t-shirt? Pass me my phone. Pass me my phone. I'm calling in. I want a t-shirt. I'm just kidding, actually. I have an abundance of tie-dye at this point. I think it's 90% of my wardrobe. Everything I have that's not tie-dye, I'm just waiting for it to wear out so that I can dispose of it appropriately. I'm wearing tie-dye right now. Right now. So for anybody who wants to call in, the number, again, is 646-668. Oh, we've got a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome to Talking Trees Radio. Who's this?
This is Joseph.
Joseph, welcome to the show. Did you have a question that you'd like to ask to our team?
Actually, you did a great job at answering most of my questions during the main show, and thank you for that. Just calling in to thank you and the whole team, because it's very impressive what you've done so far. I've been following the project since the beginning, I think. Congratulations, and I'm looking forward to become a shareholder for sure. The thing
Beautiful.
Is, on my particular situation, I was the one who sent the question about buying the land as an opportunity to contribute to this project right from the start. But I do have limitations for my job, for example, for moving in and start building, and it could take a few years for myself. Anyway, so just like for you to realize that I would like to contribute for this great project, but I won't be able to physically be there so much for several years, you see?
Understood. So this is, and I just want to say thank you so much for your very kind words. We really appreciate the feedback. This was a particularly important question, and I'm so glad that you called in to ask this question. In a situation like this, we fully recognize that the moving forward with the purchase of lot shares in order to be able to secure a lot in the community is ultimately what funds the purchase of the land. So the desire to support the community in that way, but not being able to be present there over that period of time, is, as we tried to address earlier, something that we're certainly open to sitting and discussing with each individual person. And I think everybody who is listening to the show right now, and everybody who is aligned with the spirit of what it is that we're trying to do here, would certainly feel the same way about having people who are helping to fund the community in this way. And then ultimately, because maybe it's a job transition or it's a geographical transition of some kind, whatever it happens to be, may not be present in the community right away. So we don't perceive it as an issue. I'll just go ahead and say that, Joseph. And I would also like to take the time to congratulate you. You were our first caller in on the New Life Tie-Dye Custom Tie-Dye T-Shirt giveaway. So I'm going to just take...
Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to try to connect with you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you our email address, Joseph, and I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, if you could send us an email so that we can connect with you, because, you know, we don't want you throwing your phone number and your email address out
no
on
problem.
The air. So the email address is talkingtrees1111@gmail.com. The email again is talkingtrees1111@gmail.com. So if you'd be so kind as to reach out to us through there, and we can get the information we need from you in order to get your beautiful custom tie-dyed T-shirt on its way to you.
Well, thank you very much. I will do that.
Pleasure. And did you have any other questions, Joseph?
No, I just look forward to getting more information as the whole thing progresses, and the next step, I guess, next month. So yes, I'll just keep watching, I guess. Thank you so much.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Yes. Amazing.
So yeah, so that was great. Very, very good question. And I want to go over the timeline just briefly again for people of how things are going to roll out from here. So the next thing that's going to happen after today's program is we're going to work to compile a completed list of questions based on what we received, up to and including today. And we're going to publish that for everybody. And at the same time, we're going to create an invitation for people who are interested in obtaining more information to come register with us and download the information that you need to see in order to make a decision on moving forward with the purchase of lot shares. So the documentation that you're going to receive when you go to the download page, is you're going to receive three things. The first one is going to be the bylaws of the corporation. The second one are the articles of incorporation. And the third one is what's called a unanimous shareholder agreement. The unanimous shareholder agreement contains all of the terms and conditions that apply to the purchase of lot shares and how they will be redeemed for a lot at the time at which Talking Trees Investments is in a position to transfer title. So that's the timeline as to what's going to be going on. After that, we're going to be having the presentation. As I said, we're targeting mid-December. I don't want to use any of the dates we're considering at this point in time because we haven't finalized one yet. We also need to secure a venue in order to host this presentation, which is something, you know what, maybe what we'll do, if this makes sense, and this is just kind of an open proposal to the team and to those of you who might be listening to the show right now. One of the challenges that we've had in seeking a venue is where to have the presentation. We have people, and quite literally from all over the world, who are following what we're doing. Certain individuals may not be able to be physically present in order to be able to attend the presentation, but we would like it to be held in a place where it is most accessible to the highest number of people possible. And also, it's important for everyone to understand this will not be the only presentation. For example, if we end up having to host the presentation near the Ottawa area because it's convenient for the largest number of people in the first go-round, well, the very next presentation might be held in the Toronto area, for example, or it might be held in Perth, or it might actually be in North Frontenac at a local hall there or something like that. So I guess what I'm proposing is we'll put a question up to everyone who is interested and ask them, where would it be most convenient for you to attend a presentation? So we'll seek feedback directly from the people who are listening and following, and the presentation we will make our best attempt to accommodate everyone when we select the venue for the first presentation. So thank you again, Joseph, for calling in, and congratulations on your T-shirt. So we have 14 minutes left in this segment, the final segment of our broadcast for today, and we threw up a giveaway and we got a phone call. So how does everybody feel about doing another one? Yeah? Okay, so folks, the very next person who calls in with a question to 646-668-8526, we're going to be giving away a custom-wrapped stone necklace, also made by New Life Tie-Dye, and there'd be, I guess, several that you could choose from. We maybe could send photos to find the one that's the best for that particular person. I'm just kind of making this up as I go and looking at everyone for approval while we...
Or we can intuitively receive which one of the ones...
Beautiful. So here's how we'll do it. Well, we have a phone call, 61... Oh, I'm not going to say the phone number on the air. Careful now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Talking Trees Radio. Who's this?
Thanks. Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing great. I peppered you guys with questions, so I thought I'd ask you some more.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So before you do that, I want to congratulate you on being the winner of a custom-wrapped crystal necklace. And,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I had dialed before, but I had put in the wrong number, so I would have called you a long time ago.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, see, you were divinely guided to be here now. we're going to give you an option, Stephanie. We have several necklaces that have already been wrapped. So we can either take photographs of those and send them to you, or someone on our team can intuitively select what they feel is the best one for you.
Well,
but you don't have to decide that
twice.
Now. You don't have
I've
to
met
decide
Chris
that
twice,
now.
So I'm sure he
yes.
would actually have an idea of what I would like. So
okay.
I trust
okay.
you,
all
and,
right.
you know, to be honest, I'm colorblind, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, we'll make sure to take all of that into consideration. We have your contact information already, so I'm not going to ask you to email us with that or anything. We'll reach out to you after the show and get everything sorted out as far as that prize is concerned. And... go ahead with your question.
So my question is, how many interested parties do you actually have as far as a ballpark is concerned? Because this sounds really exciting, but I'd be much more excited to know that you have 60 people that are thinking about buying land so that it seems so much more likely. And I wanted to also put in my vote that wherever you decide to have your next meeting, that you make it so that we can live stream it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I don't drive, so it would be so much easier that way.
Yeah. Okay. And that would be something that we would certainly attempt to do. The biggest limitation that we have is that some of the venues that we've used up until now for other presentations don't have a stable internet connection. So that's one of the challenges that we've had. But we've had this conversation internally, and we do want to be able to live stream pretty much everything that we're doing. Like, if I had my way, we'll have GoPro cameras up over the entire community and just be broadcasting live all of the construction as it happens, you know, on a website somewhere. But anyway.
That would be marvelous.
Yeah. So your question was about how many people do we have interested? It's very challenging to give you a specific number. When we sat down and started exploring this idea of the lot shares, the reason that we did that is because we were inundated by dozens of people who had reached out and said, hey, like, I want to do this. How do we make it work? How do we give you our money? And over that period of time, the interest has grown dramatically. I mean, when I was looking at the statistics from our radio show, even a year ago, the top five countries that people listened from completely blew us away. You know, we're seeing people literally from all over the globe who are following what
That's
we're doing.
Fantastic.
So, so to be able to say, is it 60? Could be 600. I have no way of gauging that.
Cool.
But to my mind, the way that we'll know is based on who attends the first presentation. Because at that point in time, we've had all of these questions. We've given all of these answers. We're going to be putting the paperwork out there for everybody to see. And make their decision. And I'm sure based on the paperwork, there's going to be another round of questions. But we did try to provide as much of the information as we could in this program so that when people see the paperwork, there aren't surprises in there. It's like, oh, well, they didn't say anything about that, or they didn't say anything about that. So we've tried to basically put everything in today's broadcast so that there aren't surprises when people see the paperwork. And it's simply just a matter of familiarizing ourselves with the process of the lot share sale.
Excellent.
I hope that answers your question.
And it does. And I really commend you guys for going through with doing the incorporation. I know there's a lot of paperwork involved with that, but it was a really good decision. And it gives everybody a place to start from.
Yes.
So,
So thank you so much.
Good for you
for
guys.
Comments.
Keep working so hard. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and
we are.
It's so going to be worth it.
Yes. Thank you again so much, Stephanie. And we'll be in touch with you regarding your prize. And, of course,
wonderful.
Many other
thank
exciting
you.
Things.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Same.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Well, there you go. So we just keep giving prizes out. We got 8 minutes left.
Yeah, let's just give shit away.
Does anybody want a 2000 and what year's the blue car?
2006 Saturn.
2006 Saturn Ion that's on its last legs. It's yours instead of taking if you want. That's funny. Oh, 10 callers. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Well, it looks like we're winding up for today's broadcast, everyone. And again, just for myself, I really am constantly blown away at what we're able to accomplish as a group. And it's important always for people to understand that nothing happens without support. And it's not only the support of the people who are directly involved with what we're doing, but there is so much support outside of our group, people who are around us and close to us, and some who are not close to us all over the world, who are really aligned with the vision that we're working to bring forward for humanity. And I'm just so honored to be a part of this. And I just want to thank all of you who can hear my voice right now. I want to say thank you for your support.
Same. It's amazing, man. When we're doing the thing and people are like, yes, we want to do the thing too. It's amazing because together we can really co-create an experience that we prefer.
Yeah, you guys say it perfectly. Every day is literally the most exciting day I've ever been alive. And I know it's because of what we're working on. And it's because so many people resonate with what we're doing. They want to live this way. They know something doesn't feel right in the paradigm or world or system that they are currently a part of. And they're just looking for a real alternative. to what they're in right now. And I feel like this is certainly one of infinite ways to present that alternative. And I can't wait to see all you guys there.
Yeah.
So here we are. So if we don't get a call or a message in the next 2 minutes, then I think we'll wind down the broadcast for today. So the clock is on, folks. If anybody else has any remaining questions, please feel free to call in to 646-668-8526. Send us a message through Facebook Messenger or submit your question through SurveyMonkey. You can find the link on the original community announcement on the Talking Trees Facebook page.
Mr. Lennon able to be queued? What a great day.
Amazing.
We have no sense to answer the question if they come now. So no time to answer the question if they come. So.
Yeah. So just again, on behalf of our entire team and those who have been working so hard to support what we're doing for so long, I want to say thank you for tuning into today's broadcast. We'll encourage everyone to visit our website, which is talkingtrees.love. That's talkingtrees.love. If you'd like to email us, you can reach us at talkingtrees1111@gmail.com. You can get us on Facebook through Messenger, and the SurveyMonkey page will continue to be live. We look forward to speaking to all of you again very soon.